The fast food chain Taco Bell announced this month that it will begin a test to pay general managers in some locations a salary of $100,000 a year and offer paid sick leave to see if it will help attract and hold on to managers. Joining us now for more on this is Sam Okus, editorial director for Food News Media, which publishes QSR Magazine. Sam, general managers at Taco Bell currently make $50,000 to $80,000 a year. So what kind of a difference is it going to make to pay them $100,000?
It's a big difference. I mean, this is, you know, a big commitment for the company to make. You know, I think it's important to clarify that it's a small percentage of their stores that they'll be doing this at. They have specifically targeted some corporate locations that make over $2 million a year. So it's not like they're doing it across the system. But for those restaurants, this is a big deal. I mean, that's a commitment to employees that you don't typically see at fast food restaurants.
Well, and tell us about the industry more broadly. What are the other chains, McDonald's or KFC, paying their general managers?
Yeah, I do think it tends to be in that sort of $50,000 to $80,000 range. Mm-hmm. I have heard $60,000 to $70,000 anecdotally from some folks in the past from some companies. And in today's environment, though, it's more competitive than ever. And so some of these restaurants are looking for ways that they can invest in their employees so that they can limit their turnover and keep their employees at their restaurants and not go to competitors. And so what Taco Bell is doing is trying to rise above the pack in the fast food industry and try to say, you know, we're committed to our employees, and it gives a reason for some of the better talents who come their way.
When you say more competitive than ever, we've been talking about the fact that the labor market overall is very tight right now. Who's applying for jobs to be a manager at a fast food restaurant?
I think you typically see employees at a fast food restaurant. You definitely see a lot more entry-level employees. Obviously, everybody knows this is really the entry point for American workers is the fast food industry. Mm-hmm. It does make it a little bit more challenging for these restaurant companies because of the turnover. You see these employees leave and maybe either go work for a competitor or move on with their career to something else. That's the reality that these restaurants are facing, and the labor market being what it is at 3.5% unemployment, that's historically very hard on the fast food industry because they find that they are competing mostly with each other for the best employees.
Now, when customers go into a fast food restaurant, we're typically interacting with the cashier, not the manager. What do the general managers do at fast food restaurants like Taco Bell?
They wear a lot of hats. You know, this is sort of like the head coach of the team, right? I mean, they're managing their staff. They're making sure that inventory is kept up. They're making sure that their restaurant is clean. They're overseeing all of the workers. And then typically they fill in where they can. If, you know, they have somebody who calls in sick, they have no choice but to jump in and work the line or, mm-hmm. or whatever it might be. So this is a job that is a very high pressure job. You're doing a lot of customers in and out every day. There's demands for speed, demands for accuracy and customer service. So it's a lot that you really have to oversee.
It's not an easy job, and it's also a job that many of the workers at the lower end have been demanding more pay. They want to get a living wage. They want to raise the federal minimum wage. Has Yum Brands, which owns Taco Bell, thought about raising salaries of the lowest employees as well?
I think what they've done is they have committed to their managers, so from shift managers up until general managers, and certainly market by market and franchisee by franchisee, they're going to dictate their hourly wages that they pay, you know, their cashier and some of their other employees. Sometimes in some cities where the competition for labor is particularly stiff, you have to go up to $10, $11, $12 an hour for some employees just because that's what the market dictates. The company doesn't necessarily have one rate across the system. It's going to sort of ebb and flow depending on the restaurant, depending on the city, and depending on the franchisee. But all restaurants in the fast food space are really looking at that and trying to find other ways to invest in their employees, whether it's educational initiatives, which Taco Bell itself has done, mm-hmm. whether it's paid sick time, of course, like Taco Bell has announced as well. These are ways that they can go beyond just simply pay and say, we're committed to you and we want to create an attractive job opportunity for you.
So if the labor market is tight and Taco Bell says in order to stay competitive, we need to raise the salary of general managers in some places up to $100,000 a year, do you think that prices for the fast food that people are consuming are also going to have to go up?
Not necessarily, because I think especially since they're doing this in restaurants that make over $2 million a year, those are locations that are going to have maybe a little bit more of a comfortable profit margin. that's really a big jump for them to raise prices, and they're not going to do it just for anything. But I think if Taco Bell does see in this test of some managers making $100,000, if they see that this is really helping with turnover and could have some really strong long-term implications, and if they want to roll it out across the system, you know, maybe all things will be on the table for what they do, maybe even price increases. But typically price increases historically in fast food, that's a last resort.
Well, and I imagine if it works for Taco Bell, other chains are going to be watching and might do it as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, and if you're in a town with a McDonald's and a Burger King and a Subway and a Taco Bell, and Taco Bell's paying the most, you know, there's going to be more demand for that position. But the other thing I think Taco Bell hopes with this is that the lower level employees see it and they see this as, well, if I work in this restaurant a long time and I get promoted within and I can rise up to the general manager, this is an opportunity for me. So that's what Taco Bell is also banking on. Can we make all of our positions more attractive because we show them how the opportunity is there to eventually make six figures? So yeah, across the board, I think this positions Taco Bell as an employer of choice over some of its competitors, which is going to force those competitors to also consider it.
That is Sam Okus, who is editorial director for Food News Media. Sam, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.